The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2022, Living Liberation, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join or making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, you can visit libraplanet.org/conference.
Hello again. Sorry for the technical problems. Here we go again. This is the 2022 Libra Planet's inaugural speech, and we are talking about Living Liberated, Zero to Hero, with my precious friend Alper Atmaca. especially, thank you so much for being here in this session. First of all, as the first speech, we want to say no to war, which is ongoing in the world. Yeah, just mentioning that. Why, actually, we decided to make this session? And, like, the reason is obviously... But, we have a goal, which we want to free all of our technological needs ourselves. Like the software freedom perspective is generally focusing on only the software freedom. But we consider freedom as integral. So, like freedom, hardware freedom, like network freedom, network, and the other topics.
Peace.
Yeah, and hello again. Okay, so we had this experience on liberating stuff. Our goods, our like services, our technological lifestyle, and we wanted to share it basically. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, we had lots of time for working on it. that's why you see us every year in the Libra Planet. So, who are we? The Libra Planet followers may see us in the previous events, but we are just a group of people who found common ground around hacker culture. We are Özgür Yazılım Derneği, Free Software Association in Turkey, and also founding members of Hackerspace Istanbul. We try to hack things. We try to struggle against proprietary stuff, and so on. So, first of all, liberation is a process. So, do not expect something like just one morning, I'm free. This is a process, and as for my experience, you have to follow a path to reach the goal. So like freeing your software and freeing your hardware from your has different struggles and generally needs different experiences. And yeah, you can start with freeing your software basically by switching your web browser or operating system. You can switch your computer, your mobile phone, or your router, network router. You can switch your peripherals with, you can replace your peripherals with free ones if you can find. Yeah, but the main goal is especially exactly free the world, maybe removing the borders, who knows. Yeah. We have disclaimers, of course. Like trying to switch to this type of lifestyle, like has benefits in the meaning of freedom, but it has costs. If your work is depending on proprietary software, you may be like working on a company which is like, let's say, using Slack or like depending fully on proprietary software, or your circles, your circumference do not understand you, or as we say, despotic for forcing you to use WhatsApp, maybe. Or you, if you do not access to this kind of resources, yeah, you cannot be achieved to this goal, maybe. That's why we share our experience. We are not like enforcing or strictly recommending something. We had a goal and we made some stuff to reach that. By the way, a special thanks for Arman, our friend, for the illustration on the left. So let's start with an easy one. I generally recommend people to switch their, let's say, internet browser or office suite, but we are talking on LibrePlanet, so we can say the easy one is your operating system and kernel. But there is a problem here. GNU/Linux as an operating system is intended to be free as a freedom. But if we think on distros or distributions of GNU/Linux, not all of them are free. Because the hardware needs some drivers to run, and in some distributions, such as Ubuntu, or like Fedora, there is some proprietary binary blobs on the kernel. They're proprietary and they are needed to run for some hardware. Like the Intel Wi-Fi chips has a hardware driver which is proprietary. And this is a major problem. So, if you want to use ethical distros, such as Trisquel, which are listed on the Free Software Foundation's website, or like using Debian with a free as in freedom kernel, you need to pick your hardware for your software. You cannot choose a fully free distribution with like the general hardware. You cannot just buy some laptop and run Linux Libre kernel on it, unfortunately, for now. Yeah, and hardware can be trickier. The problem here is free hardware are mostly outdated. So we are using some laptops from 30 years ago, or maybe desktops from 10 years ago. And also mobile phones, and stuff like that are generally outdated and they are not produced anymore. So it's hard to find them, and also it's hard to use them because it needs maintenance, and for maintenance you may need spare parts, and sometimes you cannot find. Like if you broke your X2000, X200 screen, you may not find it all. And also there is a black market issue. I don't know about the other country situation, but starting with the COVID-19 pandemic, due to the online education, the old tech stuff just gone into black market in Turkey. Like the prices just skyrocketed, and even the 10-year-old notebooks are just highly expensive. So this is another situation, but I don't know if it considers to you or not. Okay, so we have a little bit of options. We just listed there. Liberboot has way more options than that, but for a daily usage, generally the ThinkPad X200 and T400 are generally the more common and easy to use options. And also there is Pinebook. Pinebook is a good project, actually. A group of people just started it, and I don't have one, but they are saying that it's free, as in freedom in every part. Those are the laptop options. If you are looking at desktops, there is limited option, of course. There is a main board from Gigabyte. It's using DDR2 RAMs and Core 2 Duo CPUs. It's highly outdated, but easy to find and cheap. And also, it can be flashed internally by Liberboot, so easy to use. And there is two server/workstation main boards, Asus ones. They are very hard to find, and they are expensive. Not only the main board itself, but also the needs such as GPU, RAM, or external stuff are expensive too. And also there's workstation Talos 2, but yeah, it's way more expensive. And there is another problem here. It is not using the x86 architecture. It's using the Power9 architecture. So like you cannot just install a distribution and use it. Maybe you probably need to compile your software needs, and it's hard to maintain, and also it's expensive, but it's probably the most powerful computing powerful example. Yeah, so what have we done? We had some options, like the previous slide, and we decided to run with a ThinkPad X200 and flash it with Liberboot, basically. Was it easy? Yes and no. For us, it was easy because we had the tools in advance. But for an ordinary user, it may be hard, because you need to flash the chip externally. You need to open the case, open the chassis, and like solder cables on it. And also opening is the easy one. Closing it back may be tricky, because yeah, generally, you know, it's harder to close it up than opening. And those are all hardware. So the ones which we are using, the some parts of the chassis was cracked, and we need to fill them and refurbish the X200 by ourselves. There are some pictures on this process. Like, I don't know if you can see my cursor, but this corner was totally gone on this one. And Alper, thanks to Alper, he built a corner on this X200 by some glue.
It's a putty. It's a car body putty.
Yeah. And then we built it. Then wrap it with newspaper and painted it. And it just looks amazing.
This is the cost of freedom at this point.
Yeah. And there is another tricky topic. What about mobile devices? Yeah. There are a bunch of problems here. We have some software like Replicant, although it's semi-free, LineageOS, PinePhone, and LibM5. But the problem is not ending here. Because it depends on your needs, actually. You can use Replicant, but Replicant devices are extremely outdated. And then you cannot use Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS on these devices. And also, generally, they cannot, like, play a video even. On the other hand, LineageOS is another distribution of Android, and you can do all of them with proprietary binary blocks. And also there is a new option, PinePhone and LibM5. They are built on purpose devices, which are running GNU/Linux generally. And their hardware is free. Their I don't know actually, but hardware designs are free, I guess. But the problem here is the mobile device concept itself. Although you are not running any proprietary software on Replicant, let's say, the GSM network is a surveillance tool and non-free. So to live in a liberated world, GSM is a tricky option. If you are using a mobile phone, you do not have so many options, and Alper is not using one. You want to say something here?
Yeah, maybe at this point everybody is wondering why I'm actually staring at the camera all the talk and saying nothing. So basically, in after the pandemic, actually during the pandemic, I realized that a cell phone is not really a need, but it is also needed to be noted that this is not a choice that everybody can make. And most people will actually surprised that I'm actually practicing law, and being a lawyer is actually always seen as a really connected, high communication profession. And deciding not to use a cell phone was really, how can I say, challenging at this point. But since we are trying to make a point with all these and show that we can, or some people, or in general, it is possible to live a free life in terms of computation, I decided to just not to use one anymore. And how does it go? Well, it is possible to use tall phones, which is quite a lot of them around the town that I'm living. And since I have I cheated a little bit, but I have a cell phone that is on the airplane mode all the time. So I hunt down Wi-Fi and then use VoIP or conversations at this point, XMPP extensions to have voice and text communication. So is it enough? Yes. And do I live like in, it's like in 80s? Kinda. And when I try to meet somebody, like Özcan will smile at this point, I say them a time and a place, and then it's either it's a success or it's a failure. That's it. But It is possible, but mobile phones are going to be, even with these options that we have currently in like 5 years, it will be challenging, and probably for 10 years, it won't be mainstream.
And yeah, what?
You were muted. Go ahead.
Okay. And the personal network. Like we are all running a router, at least in our homes, and it has a firmware too. And like this is the weakest link. Because if you are running a proprietary router in your home, your ISP or your vendor of the router probably can track you anytime it wants. And also, they are not refusing it. There is a protocol called TR-069. And yeah, there is a bunch of options for running a free personal network. But it was super hard for us for liberating our home networks in Turkey before. Luckily, for a few years, 1 year maybe, it became very easy, because in Turkey, the broadband networks are generally distributed via ADSL or VDSL networks. And the protocol itself, ADSL and VDSL protocol itself, is unfortunately proprietary. There was no OpenVRT or LibreCMC solution for this type of networks, and we tried to do something like putting the modem into bridge mode and add a router on the back for solving this, but it was not fully free. But now, fortunately, we have fiber connection, and so we can use only the router. But we are in a very lucky minority who can access a fiber connection. Like more than 90% of Turkey has no access. But as far as I researched, it's different on like other countries of Europe or United States. So we have two options here: OpenVRT and LibreCMC. OpenVRT is the main project, but the difference here is almost the same with the mainline Linux kernel and Linux Libre kernel. LibreCMC is a project which has no proprietary blobs in the firmware. And of course, it's running like a few on a few devices. But fortunately, there are the routers which LibreCMC is running on are more widespread. So, yeah, I'm waiting for the slide. Yeah, it's not ending here. There is so many devices more and so many alternatives, like Rockbox. You can install Rockbox on an iPod Classic, and you can watch, you can listen music, whole your music library, and like play Doom on it, maybe. yeah, there is a project called Parabola-RM. I don't know how it's pronounced, but you can install it on a Remarkable A-Ink tablet, and you can read books on it. There is a project called Do Not Vacuum Me, and you can liberate your robot vacuum cleaner, the Xiaomi ones, if you want. There is OpenHub, which is a free, as in freedom, smart home solution. A project called OSMC, Open Source Media Center. Unfortunately, they titled it open source, but it's free software, which running as a media center, and so on. There are so many projects.
There are.
Yeah. Where is my slide?
I see it, actually. So probably everybody should be seeing it.
Yeah.
Everything is okay, but what about the cloud, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, there is no cloud. Just other people's computers, and it's not yours. People are generally like renting a VPS from providers and running their software, such as Nextcloud, on these servers. But you cannot touch it. Like, I'm renting a server in Amsterdam. I've never been in Amsterdam, but they say it's mine. But it's not yours. If they can shut down your server just because you are living in a country which declared war to Ukraine, even you are not supporting the war, it's not yours. So the solution is self-hosting. I cannot see the slide.
Your slide's working fine. What do we do instead?
Yeah, but I cannot see that.
Okay, I can do it if you like to.
Okay, of course.
Okay. What do we do instead? So the thing that you are seeing on your screen, hopefully you are seeing on your screen, is my little project that I don't remember when I just started, actually, but since as an association and as free software activists, we are always around just, softly blaming people not to self-host, actually, besides everything. So we decided, none of us has actually self-hosted anything significant. And I decided, is it possible on a really outdated motherboard to host modern services? So the thing that you are seeing with all that stickers and everything is actually, and what was it? Gigabyte mainboard.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, something. And it has a 2-core, 2 gigahertz processor with like 4 gigabytes of RAM, maybe DDR2, something like that. And it runs at this point. But the problem is actually it is quite power hungry. And some options that you are really like to have doesn't actually work. Like I cannot actually suspend this board and then wake it up like 6 hours later to save energy that it's consuming. It just doesn't do it. And sometimes you can get like booting errors because probably RAMs are quite old that I'm using and they produce some errors. So it is possible. And efficiently, that machine that you are seeing actually provide liberated free software solutions to like 10 people around my circle. So it is not my own little project, but it's a production server at the point. So it works. So, okay, still I go. The thing is actually gathering that server together was a little bit challenge. While boards are widely available, their quality, their shape is not. So either way that you just roll the dice and buy one and just expect it to just die on you. And it happened once, actually. The thing that you saw working was the second iteration of the first realization of it. And one morning you wake up and you see that your proud Libre server wasn't working because, it gave up the ghost and you don't know why actually, so you replace it. And it has a cost. These numbers are actually mean nothing throughout the world, probably, these sums actually. It can add up. So you can find a board quite cheaply and processes are actually available. And we had the RAMs and the project aimed to be like as much as upcycling as possible. So I searched around. That machine has everything just gathered around, but as a budget, actually, you are looking at something like this to have a free software solution for your hosting services. So, you are quite into this project. Okay, So basically, the thing has as a wall-mounted cabinet to hold everything together. That actually you are seeing my own network system. The one there's a Netgear router that actually talks directly to the network, which is running free software, and the server up there, which is running totally free software with including the kernel, and. The PCU is actually the hardest thing because, well, its cost while we have it here, just like at the, its initial cost. The problem is that PCUs are terribly, terribly inefficient. And it appears that you cannot actually buy brand new, efficient, low power PCUs anymore. Everything is just like a high powered workstation gaming oriented one. So, well, we just bought a really old one, just hacked it with a hacksaw and just put some fans on it, and it works, well, relatively fine these days. But the problem is actually energy, and that's everybody's problem at this point because, well, whose gasoline and electricity didn't get a raise? So, okay, well, the thing is actually, the aim is quite simple. We try to prove that it is possible to have your services, web services, anything run on really exactly free and libre software and hardware. Well, it's possible. What you get is you get freedom. That's obvious. And well, you can plug it anywhere in the world unless you don't have an external IP, just like having a static IP. It will work and it's yours. You own the data and everything. Just update it, shut it down. Well, just invite your people around to just have the system that you are running, and they would enjoy that freedom too with you without any trouble, actually. So you can actually use it as a, how can I say, a propaganda into liberation of computation. And it's fun, by the way, just like, even though I just reboot it and just rip my hair off sometimes, still it's a nice little project that I have in my house. But well, okay, let's admit it. Our hardware, as usual, it's there getting old. And sadly, I don't know how many years, like 10 years maybe, we don't get any new free hardware anymore. So I'm not sure if we can keep up these devices. And I'm not sure if this board that you have are seeing right now will run like a year, 2 years. I'm not sure. At one point, it's going to give up the ghost. And if I cannot replace it, I'm not sure if we manage to prove that a sustainable free web services or free computation in our current life. And it is what it is. And well, there are a lot of things to just break it down, just like your power gone and well, just your computer shuts down. And well, it caused some problem once. And well, it's hard to run it in a home environment, just all the buzzing, fun noise, it's just noisy, but you can keep it. And if you can't keep it, well, okay, if it's your sanity, it's at the cost. And well, it burns electricity. That's my main problem. Since it's on my house, I'm paying the electric bill. And I assume Özcan has some numbers on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Özcan, do you see the...
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, there is some potential operational issues, of course, because the type of hardware, let's say main boards, CPU, RAMs, any kind of, are not intended to run 24 hours, 7 days, and it may cause a fault. We have experienced one of our main boards just that for running. It may be some con, but if you arrange a good like air conditioning in the cabinet, it may run more. And power outage and network outage is an issue, and it's not rare in Turkey. We are not expecting the 100% uptime, but the power outage sometimes may harm the hardware. If you are not using a UPS or something like that. And noise. noise, yeah. Hardware and fans make so much noise. especially if you are using old ones or if you are using ones from garbage. You can fix this issue by applying some isolation within the cabinet, or you can use a NewTek quiet fan maybe. But in all cases, there is a fan and there would be a noise. Costs, yeah. And the costs.
You know that in 3 years, we are always just going coming this point.
Yes.
Same picture on the presentation, please. Just
The picture was from the last years. And yeah, the base of the system, Netgear router, which is running LibreCMC, the GPOM, the fiberend, hard disk, etc., consumes 14 watts per hour. And additionally, there is a 8 watt per hour loss on adapters. And the server itself consumes 40 watts per hour on idle, and 80 watts per hour on load. And if you need a static IPv4 address, obviously you need, has a cost in Turkey and other European countries. And in Turkey, especially dynamic DNS is not working because the ISPs are putting users behind SCG nuts. So you will need a static IP address. And it costs 15 Turkish lira per month, $1. And on average, the server consumes 36 kilowatts per hour for a month. And the base itself consumes 15.8 kilowatts and electricity, yeah. The electricity prices just skyrocketed with the new year in Turkey. 1 kilowatt hour for the energy costs, let's say 1.35 Turkish liras, but they want a distribution fee, and it's 0.32 Turkish liras per kilowatt, and taxes. We have, firstly, 5% of electricity and town gas usage tax. Really, I don't know even why they are collecting this. And then there is 18% of value-added tax in addition. And with this calculation, the server costs 107.66 Turkish lira per month, and $1 for IPv4 address. And
I'm sorry, my jaw dropped because I was thinking that it was burning like 50 lira or something.
No. With the increases, yeah.
Okay, this is really shocking to me. Just like, even though I own the computer, still. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. 8.2 US dollars is a higher price if you compare to flagship server providers such as DigitalOcean, Amazon Web Services, etc. And yeah, running a Raspberry Pi or BeagleBone Black will consume, or any other single board computer, we cannot access to them. Yeah, I know it's all Linux, you know, maybe, but we cannot even access to Raspberry Pi in general. Consume less electricity and cause less headache because they're new hardware. But in our cases, if you want to do this with a fully free hardware software stack, this is the way for us, both economically and the reachability issue. Yeah, and how much does the freedom cost?
To me.
Yeah. Okay. You set up one, but how can I run a server? Yeah, we expect that as a stereotype, of course, all free software activists are generally, you know, sysadmins or they are power users, but they do not have to be. There is other options, of course. There is a project called Unohost and another one called Freedombox, which provides a clean user interface and which provides easy install for users. And you can just install it and using it without even using a CLI. But Freedombox is originally intended to be used on single-board computers, such as Raspberry Pi or BeagleBone. That's why we are using Unohost. And also, of course, there is a created list called Awesome Self-Hosted. You can search it on the web, or you can find it on GitHub, unfortunately. And they listed like a bunch of services which you can self-host, like everything, almost everything is included in this list. Yeah, what do we have on the server? A personal website for blogging and sharing experiences. MS Student instance, Nextcloud, IRC Bouncer, Hedgedog, a collaborative pet for like collaboratively writing something, and a universal media server, which you can stream your like movies or stuff. Yeah, and this is the last one, I guess. How can you improve? We had no chance to install a solar panel because we are living in apartments, and yeah, it would be great, both ecologically and economically.
If anybody wants, just curious how it will go, there is a website called Solar Magazine. Their solar version runs on a Raspberry Pi, totally on solar power. Even the website indicates how much power it has, and it shuts down. It just does.
By the way, it's low-tech magazine.
Okay,
this is this is the last slide. Michael, wait a second. And yeah, the lack of resources, of course. This hardware are old and they are not in production. They will disappear on some time. We need to support more Libre hardware developers, hardware hackers, and we need to spread the idea of freedom to people, because even if you host everything freely by your own, you need to contact with people. And if they just refuse your stack or your ideas, how can you contact with these people? So we need to spread the word with our circles for this goal.
I think we should be wrapping up. Still, we don't have time. So I hope we made our point. Actually, all the things that we have tried to do actually was to prove as a showcase that it is possible for like a regular person, maybe a little bit more than a regular person, with some knowledge to achieve freedom, software freedom and hardware freedom. And we hope that it is a case for this. I don't think that we have time for questions, but if anybody has, we will be on IRC and we will be taking them. And really, sorry, this we had a lot of more stories to tell, but the time is limited. So thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thanks both of you, Albert and Oskan. It was a wonderful talk, a plethora of information for everyone. And we all can do research. Hopefully we could have had more questions to answer, but we have to conclude now. So thank you for the talk. It was great. You provided a ton of information. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. See you next year.
Sure.